on then. So, we just heard two artists, first and last one from Mombasa. Kenya, all Kenyan music in this hour, all the time, for 1 hour only. Yeah, we just heard a legend of the Taarab style of music, which is also popular across the border in Tanzania, Zanzibar in particular. So, yeah, there is a Middle Eastern influence in that music. You are correct. If you noticed, it doesn't sound like what you would expect from Kenyan music. But yeah, it's been around for a while. This artist that we just heard, Zuhara Swale, is 70s era Taarab music. By the way, it's spelled T-A-R-A-A-B. So in the early 70s, a new Taarab emerged in East African coastal cities of Mombasa and Tanga. In Mombasa, the band that we heard there, the Morning Star, replaced strings with distorted organ sounds, amplified violin or clarinet. And the singer, we just heard, Zuhara Swale, promoted an electrified tashkota as a major new sound in her band. So digging deep in coastal ngoma rhythms and dances. So yeah, then the band that we heard, Black Star Musical Club, moved to Tanga, Tanzania. Anyway, it's a long story, but that's now affectionately known as the first modern era of Taarab music in the 70s. Then it became more electrified, drum beats, etc. But yeah, fun stuff, really. And such a unique thing. This is what I love about the show, is discovering, music genres that, like, are the product of cultural mixing and then a lot of years of refining that sound as well with Taarab music. So and it is still a thing. I mean, I went to Zanzibar myself and saw the Sauti za Busara Music Festival. A lot of local bands there. There's a music academy. So it is still a living and thriving style of music in East Africa, Tanzania, and Kenya, I hope, as well, still. So the song was Karama Zijiri right there by, once again, Zuhara Swale. And that's a reissue on Afro Sunny Records out of Greece for some reason. Yeah. And before that classic Taarab, we heard a piece that's a nightmare for anybody trying to classify artists. Librarians. It's credited to many different people. The producer, Max Doppelhoff from Vienna, Austria. And yeah, he's got the club beats, right? But then you have a lot of Kenyan artists also on it. There's a Taarab, sort of a percussionist from the city of Lamu, Kenya. They're known as An Nur Band. You got Makadem, singer and musician, instrumentalist from Nairobi, and then Nutella as well, from Lamu as well. Yes, okay. Anyways, the song was Halua, H-A-L-U-A, and yeah, modern club music with a traditional flair to it, Kenyan style. And before that, we started the set with a Swahili singer from Mombasa, Fikra Tule, with the song Wako Mwaminifu. Right on. Well, a little bit of time left. One full set of music, I believe. So this artist from Nairobi coming up, he is a singular, confusing force of musical confusion. Yes, he goes by Kaboche, and he's now based in Berlin. So he's got this crazy frenetic tempo sort of thing going, and he also makes up characters. His real name is Kabochi Gitao, and in this album, I don't know, it's a concept album of some sort, he's using his character. It's really confusing. He draws on a lot of different styles, and cabaret music. It's really hard to explain. I'm not sure how I feel about it, to be honest, but you can decide for yourself. This album, his new, his like character that he plays is called Iggy. So this album's called Cabochet Presents Iggy's Swaggering, Ungrateful, Incessant Little Pia. Everything's in caps, all the song titles. This is music for our times, I guess you could say, in its chaoticness. We're going to hear a song called Go Forwards here by Cabochet. This is an album that just came out this February, so brand new stuff from Cabochet. And, well, enjoy, I hope. Here we go. Right, lead dog, go forward, lead dog, go forward, right.
bando.
The legend, Joseph Kamaru, right there. And yeah, little known outside of Africa, according to his biography, that is. Yeah, from 1939 all the way to 2018, he was rocking and rolling. And yeah, in the late 60s, he brought a lot of funky stuff to his local Kenyan scene. And one of his earliest hits, Selena, rhythmic dance tune, recorded with his sister. Anyways, too much information, perhaps. Considered Benga style, but he was also into gospel, and he was a political activist, an icon, and a leading Kikuyu musician. We heard Kwandikwo Di Gwakyarwo right there, a compilation called Heavy Combination from 1966 to 2007, which was just released last year on Disciples record label. Yeah, Joseph Kamaru right there. And before that, we heard the confounding new artist now based in Berlin, but from Nairobi, Kaboshe, with some wild stuff, some explosions, just all over hyper activity. And even says he's like inspired by Baroque music, German cinema from the 1920s. Right. Anyways, love it. Love the weirdos in the music scene. We heard the song called Go Forwards. New stuff. He's touring this spring in Europe. And we're going to end with a little bit of choir church music. This is a band that formed during, it says, the COVID year, 2021. They're called Gethsemane Melodies Choir, an all-female choir bringing women together. Many of them farmers and of older age from Mulinga and the surrounding villages. So West Kenya. And it says, although the group came together in the church, they're also a keeper of regional music heritage. And yeah. I got some amazing drums. I mean, I got to say, if I was in Africa, church sounds like a very exciting thing, if this is what the music is all the time. You got the udu, you got hand percussion, you got a lot of amazing voices. So we're going to hear Arizanga Shina, and stick around for more CJSF programming. We got the open mic next. We got yeah, we got music galore and all other stuff. Yes, I've been Nick Legacy. This is Wandering Rhythms signing off. Much love to all humans far and wide. Good day. One love. Goodbye.
Yeah.